Hey, Matt Rothschild with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign here with my Democracy Minute. You know, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about how Republicans can gain more advantage, but I was in a Zoom meeting the other day with some pro-democracy organizers and strategists, and I just kind of offhandedly said toward the end of the meeting, we should be prepared for Republicans trying to push more constitutional amendments down our throats because they still have a huge majority in the legislature. And even if we get fairer maps in 2024, they still might have a majority. So they could pass the amendments in two consecutive sessions and then have their voters ratify or reject them by 2025. One of my friends ribbed me for that downer prediction, but lo and behold, a few days later, I saw this headline in the State Journal. After losing state Supreme Court, conservatives eye constitutional amendments. And why not? They did this already on cash bail, and they can try to do it on other issues as well, like right to work. And if they word the referendums in misleading ways, as they did on cash bail, they just might succeed. So beware, Republicans have amendment fever. For WMUU, I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's my Democracy Minute.